All right, so get this. Today we're diving deep, really deep, into this wild world called Luminarix.
Luminarix.
Yeah. You sent us those excerpts, right? The fantasy novel and that scientific analysis.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, it turns out this planet, Luminarix, it's like totally mind-bending. It's a place where thoughts aren't just, in your head, they actually shape the world around them.
Whoa, seriously? Like, how so?
I'm talking mountains rising and falling based on like collective intention, climate controlled by knowledge, all that crazy stuff.
That's insane. It really messes with, like, everything we think we know about, how the world works.
Exactly. I mean, we think of the physical world and our thoughts as these separate things, but on Luminarix, it's all blended together.
The blurred lines, huh? Sounds intense.
Oh, it gets even wilder. The novel excerpt, it drops us right into the action. Two warriors, Anya and Kai, they're locked in this huge battle, wielding these chakram weapons. Yeah, like those circular throwing things. But it's not just a fight. It feels like they're embodying the very forces at play on the planet itself.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Anya, she's all about chaos, right? She's unpredictable, kind of mirroring the ever-changing nature of Luminarix.
Makes sense. And Kai, what's his deal?
Kai, he's all about balance, trying to find some kind of stability amidst all the craziness.
Ah, so like two sides of the same coin,
Yeah.
representing the push and pull on the planet.
Boo, you got it. And the scientific analysis backs that up. It describes Luminarix's terrain as this constantly shifting mosaic. Deserts, rainforests, everything in between, all influenced by what the inhabitants are thinking and knowing.
So my thoughts could literally make a mountain range pop up. That's kind of awesome.
Right. But hold on. As cool as it sounds, the analysis also points out some serious downsides to living in a reality like that.
Oh, there's got to be a catch, right? Nothing's ever that simple.
Exactly. This level of interconnectedness, it's not all sunshine and roses. The analysis mentions environmental instability as a major issue.
Okay, yeah. I can see how that would be a problem. Imagine trying to, like, build a house when mountains are just popping up and disappearing all the time.
Right. Talk about a volatile housing market. But it's not just physical dangers. The analysis also talks about this potential for information overload. Apparently, the atmosphere is so dense with information, it could be too much for anyone not used to it.
Wow, so like walking down the street and suddenly your brain is flooded with what? Everyone's thoughts, the planet's entire history.
Yeah, something like that. Too much exposure could be bad news, maybe even fatal. Makes you appreciate our good old Earth, right? Where we can just chill and tune things out for a bit.
Yeah, there's something to be said for a little peace and quiet.
For sure. Oh, and there's one more danger we haven't even touched on yet, the planet's defense system.
Oh, right. What about it?
Well, it's described as super powerful, like capable of repelling any outside threat.
That's good, right? You'd want a planet to be able to defend itself.
True, but here's the thing. The chemical reactions that create the shield, they're volatile. The analysis says it could backfire and unleash a ton of harmful energy onto the planet itself.
Yikes, so it's like this protective bubble that could turn against you at any moment.
Exactly. Makes you wonder if the inhabitants ever feel truly safe, you know?
Yeah, I see what you mean. It all ties back to that fight between Anya and Kai, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, maybe their struggle. It's like a metaphor for this constant tension on Luminarix. Like, how do you harness this incredible power, this connection between thoughts and reality, while still, staying in control?
That's a good point. So we've got moving mountains, a potentially deadly atmosphere, and a defense system that could go haywire at any moment. Anything else about Luminarix that might tempt you to book a one-way ticket?
Well, there's one thing that really stands out to me, this idea of a planetary consciousness.
Oh yeah, we touched on that earlier. What about it?
The analysis suggests that, all the inhabitants, they might actually be linked, like forming one giant collective mind.
Hold on. Are you saying it's not just that their thoughts influence the planet, but they're all mentally connected to each other?
That's the theory, yeah.
Whoa, could they like tap into each other's thoughts, share experiences? What would that even be like?
That's the million-dollar question. The analysis doesn't really go into detail about how it works or
Yeah.
if all the inhabitants experience it the same way.
Man, now I'm really curious. Imagine being able to access this network of knowledge and experience. It'd be like having the entire internet uploaded into your brain, but then you'd also be dealing with everyone else's thoughts, you know, their fears, their anxieties.
Right. Would it be this amazing symphony of knowledge or just completely overwhelming noise?
Right. And if this collective consciousness is real, then Anya and Kai's powers, maybe they're not just individual abilities.
What are you thinking?
What if they're expressions of this larger planetary will, you know? Like each of them embodies a different aspect of it.
So their fight, it could be a tiny piece of a much bigger conflict happening within this collective mind. That's getting pretty deep.
It is, right? What would happen if chaos won out over balance? Like, would the planet itself be reshaped?
Maybe. Or maybe this back and forth, this tension between the two, is actually what keeps things in balance. You know, like some kind of cosmic dance.
Okay, now my head's really spinning.
Right.
But you're right, if thoughts shape the planet, then maybe this push and pull between chaos and order, that's just how things work on Luminarix.
Exactly. And that brings us back to, like, the big question, what would it be like to actually live on a planet like this?
Right. How would knowing your thoughts had that much power change, well, everything? Your behavior, your relationships,
It
everything.
would definitely make you think twice before getting into an argument, right? Knowing a little spat could trigger an earthquake.
Oh, totally. But before we go too far down that road, there's a few more interesting details about Luminarix itself that I think we should unpack.
Yeah, the analysis mentioned some other pretty unique features. Let's dive into those next. So yeah, the analysis, it calls out a few of what it calls like notable features of Luminarix. And these features, they really set it apart. You know, it's not just that thoughts can shape reality. It's like the how, the scale of it. Really mind-boggling.
Okay, lay it on me. What are we talking about here?
All right. So first up, we've got living landscapes. We touched on this a bit earlier, but it's worth really digging into just how dynamic the terrain is on this planet. Like mountains, rivers, even entire ecosystems, they can all change just based on like the collective thoughts and emotions of everyone living there.
So it's not just a couple of rocks moving around here and there. We're talking huge landscape level changes. But how? Does the analysis give any insight into the mechanics of it all? Is it like magic, super advanced tech?
That's where things get a little fuzzy. The analysis, it throws around terms like psychoreactive geology and thought energy fields, but it doesn't really explain how it all works. Maybe the science is just so advanced, it's beyond anything we can understand right now. Or maybe it really is just magic.
All right, so we're in so advanced, it's like magic territory. I like it. What else is on this list of notable features?
Okay, next up is the atmospheric defense system. This one's interesting because it's not just functional, it's also like a total visual spectacle. The analysis describes these bands of light and plasma that constantly shift in the outer atmosphere, creating these crazy auroras visible from the planet's surface.
Hold up. So this defense system, it's like a planet-wide light show.
Pretty much. And the people living there, they don't just see it as protection, they see it as something beautiful, something to wonder at.
I bet. Though I gotta wonder, does it attract attention too? Like, is it a giant beacon to any other civilizations out there who might be, cruising through space?
Now, that's a good question. It would be fascinating to know if they've ever had any intergalactic visitors and how those encounters went down. How would that shape their history, their culture? So many possibilities. But okay, let's move on to the last notable feature. Maybe the most intriguing one. We've already talked about the planetary consciousness, right? But the analysis goes a bit deeper, hinting that this collective mind, it's not just a bunch of thoughts and feelings jumbled together. It's connected to this massive planet-wide network of knowledge.
So we're not just talking about a shared consciousness, we're talking about a shared library.
Yeah.
Like everyone's thoughts, experiences, all the knowledge they have, it's all interconnected.
That's the idea.
That's next level stuff.
It is. And when you think about Anya and Kai's powers in that context, their fight takes on a whole new meaning. What if it's not just about them? What if they're fighting to shape the direction of that collective consciousness, the future of Luminarix?
Whoa, I'm seeing it now. It's like this battle of ideas. Each warrior represents a different path for the planet. Anya with her chaos, maybe that leads to constant change, upheaval. While Kai, striving for balance, maybe that's a path towards something more stable, harmonious.
It makes you wonder, though, could these kinds of clashes be a regular thing on Luminarix? If just disagreeing with someone could make a mountain range pop up, what happens when people have different views on a bigger scale? Do they have mental duels to settle political debates? And does the planet itself reflect the winner?
Okay, now I'm imagining these epic battles of will happening all over the planet. Mountains rising and falling, forests growing and dying, all based on the thoughts and emotions of the people. That's got to be both exhilarating and terrifying.
Right. It would make every thought, every emotion carry so much weight.
Yeah, it would really make you consider the impact of your actions. But it also makes you think about individuality and free will. Like, if everyone's connected, how much control do you really have over your own thoughts and actions?
That's a big question. The idea of a collective consciousness, it's fascinating, but it's also a little scary. Could someone manipulate it, control it? Could a powerful individual or a group hijack this network, influencing everyone else's thoughts and actions?
It'd be like the ultimate form of propaganda, wouldn't it? Shaping reality itself to fit your own agenda. I mean, it's a pretty scary thought, but I gotta admit, there's part of me that thinks it's kind of cool too, like something out of a science fiction movie.
Which brings us back to the fantasy novel, actually. It's fictional, of course, but it might give us some insights into what life is like for the people who live on Luminarix. After all, Anya and Kai, they're not just warriors. They represent the people who call this place home.
Okay, you've got my attention. Let's get back to that novel. Where do we leave off?
Let's see. The last scene we read, Anya was standing over Kai, battered but victorious, her platinum chakram spinning back to her hand. It was a victory, but it felt kind of brutal, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And that moment, I think it really highlights what kind of world Luminarix is. Even for someone as powerful as Anya, life is a constant struggle. But it also makes you wonder, what's driving her? Is it just pure ambition, a thirst for power? Or is there something more going on?
Maybe it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
Don't forget, the world itself is in constant flux, influenced by everyone's thoughts and emotions. Maybe Anya's embrace of chaos, it's just her way of adapting to that environment. Or maybe it's a conscious choice. Like, she believes that constant change is the only way to truly thrive in a world like that.
And what about Kai? He wants balance, but that seems almost naive in a world like Luminarix. Is he fighting a losing battle, trying to force order onto a system that's fundamentally chaotic?
It's definitely an uphill battle. But remember, balance doesn't mean eliminating chaos completely. It's about finding a way for those two forces to coexist. Maybe Kai represents the hope that even in a world as unpredictable as Luminarix, some kind of order is still possible.
Okay, so we have these two characters, and they each have a different approach to this wild world they live in, but they're just two individuals out of what must be a huge, diverse population. What can we infer about the rest of society on Luminarix? Does the novel give us any clues about their culture, their values, their way of life?
We kind of have to read between the lines here. The scene with Anya and Kai, it takes place in an arena, right? So that suggests combat, competition, those are big parts of their culture. But their weapons, those chakram discs that seem to channel thought energy, they also tell us something. They hint at a deep connection to the planet's unique properties.
So it's not just brute strength, it's about skill and mental discipline. Almost like a martial art, but instead of mastering your body, you're mastering your mind.
Exactly. And maybe their society values those who can control their thoughts, who can use them to shape reality with precision. What would their education system be like? Would they even have traditional subjects? Or would it all be about developing mental discipline, learning how to channel thought energy, maybe even studying the ethics of wielding that much power?
It's an interesting thought, isn't it? A society where thoughts aren't just fleeting things, but powerful forces that shape the world around them.
It makes you wonder what else they're capable of. What kind of technology have they developed? What mysteries have they unlocked about the universe? But let's not get too carried away. Let's stick with what we know. Is there anything else in the novel or the analysis that tells us more about the inhabitants of Luminarix?
Good point. Let's stay grounded.
Actually, yeah. The analysis in the closing remarks, it mentions something pretty interesting. It says that Luminarix, it might not be the only planet like it.
Wait, what? Are you saying there could be other planets out there where thoughts shape reality? Like a whole universe full of mind-powered planets. That's a lot to take in.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it raises a ton of new questions. Are these planets connected somehow? Do they have similar characteristics? Or is each one unique? Could there be some kind of interplanetary network? A cosmic web of consciousness linking these worlds together.
Whoa. Okay, I think my brain just exploded. This is what I love about these deep dives. We start with something that sounds simple, a planet where thoughts shape reality, and suddenly we're contemplating a universe full of mind-powered worlds. It's mind-blowing.
Right. It just shows you how much we still don't know about the universe. What we think is true, it's probably just scratching the surface. And that's where imagination comes in. It lets us explore possibilities beyond what we can currently understand to push the boundaries of what we think is possible.
And that's exactly what we've been doing with this deep dive. We took these two sources, a fantasy novel and a scientific analysis, and used them to jump into this incredible world that challenges everything we think we know about reality and the power of the mind.
And in doing so, we've learned some pretty amazing things, not just about Luminarix, but about ourselves. About our own relationship with knowledge, with consciousness, and with the potential we all have to shape the world around us.
That's a great way to put it. But hold on, we're not quite done yet. There's one big question we haven't answered.
Oh, and what's that?
What does all of this mean for the people listening to us? What can they take away from this exploration of a world that's so different from our own?
Ah, yes. The most important question of all. And that's exactly what we'll be diving into next.
Okay, so we've spent all this time, like, really getting into Luminarics, this planet where thoughts can move mountains, everyone might be connected by this, like, collective mind, and the atmosphere is buzzing with information. It's been a wild ride.
It really has. From those potential dangers in the scientific analysis to, like, getting those little glimpses of life from the fantasy novel, Luminarics really makes you question everything, you know, about reality, about what our minds are capable of, all of it.
Absolutely. But before we wrap up, I want to, like, bring it back down to earth for a second.
Yeah.
What can our listeners take away from all of this? What can exploring a world like Luminarics teach us about, you know, ourselves and our own world?
I think one of the biggest takeaways is just how powerful our thoughts really are. Obviously, on Luminarics, it's like a literal thing, right? Thoughts can move mountains and create ecosystems. But even here, even though we can't see it so clearly, our thoughts have a huge impact on our lives.
Right, for sure. Like, our thoughts, they shape our actions, our relationships, how we see the world, everything. And maybe we can't trigger an earthquake just by having a bad day, but our thoughts, our beliefs, they definitely create ripples in the world around us.
Exactly. Think about how powerful ideas are. They can inspire huge movements. They can lead to new inventions. They can change the world. And even on a smaller scale, your own thoughts, your attitude, those things affect how you interact with other people. They affect your successes and your failures, even your health and happiness.
So yeah, even though we're not living on a planet where our thoughts can reshape the landscape, the lesson from Luminarics is, like, don't underestimate the power of your own mind. It's our responsibility to be mindful of what we're thinking, to focus on the positive, and to use those thoughts to create the kind of world we want to live in.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. And it's not just about individual thoughts either. It's about collective consciousness. On Luminarics, it might be a literal network. But here on Earth, we see the power of shared beliefs all the time. Shared values that can shape societies, drive progress, give people a sense of purpose.
Think about things like movements for social justice or scientific breakthroughs or even just creative collaborations. All of that comes from people coming together, aligning their thoughts and their passions, and working towards a common goal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So even though we can't just plug into a planet-wide network of knowledge, we can still tap into the power of shared ideas, shared values, shared dreams. It's about recognizing that we're all interconnected, that we can influence each other, and that we can work together to create something much bigger than ourselves.
And that brings us to another big point responsibility. On Luminarics, the inhabitants have to be super careful about their thoughts, right? Because a negative thought could literally have devastating consequences. But even here on Earth, we have a responsibility for our thoughts and our actions, even if the consequences aren't as immediate or dramatic.
Yeah, it's about recognizing that our thoughts and actions have ripple effects, that they affect not just us, but the people around us and the whole world. Mm. It's about choosing kindness and compassion and understanding, even when it's hard.
It's about using our thoughts and our voices to build each other up, to create positive change, to leave the world better than we found it. It's a huge responsibility, but it's also an incredible opportunity.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity that everyone has, no matter where you live, what you believe, or what challenges you face.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Luminarics, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. You have the power to shape your reality. Choose your thoughts wisely, connect with people who share your values, and use your voice to make a positive impact on the world.
And remember, even though we might not have mountains rising and falling with our thoughts, the potential for creativity, for innovation, for positive change, it's still limitless.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey. We hope you've enjoyed exploring the mysteries of Luminarics with us. Until next time, keep your minds open, keep your thoughts positive, and keep exploring those infinite possibilities that are inside all of us and all around us in the universe.